Let's take time right here to discuss the excitotoxins, MSG and NutraSweet. MSG has been found to injure the retina and damage eyesight. MSG is a non-nutritious flavor enhancer added to virtually every packaged food, fast food, and to many foods served in regular restaurants. It often masquerades under the names hydrolyzed vegetable protein or natural flavorings. It is sold in grocery stores under the name Accent as well as other brands. It makes food taste better, but it is a deadly toxin. The amount of MSG added to foods has doubled in every decade since the 1940s. In 1957, two ophthalmologists, Lucas and Newhouse, decided to test MSG on infant mice in an effort to study a particular eye disease known as hereditary retinal dystrophy. But when they examined the eye tissue of the sacrificed animals, they made a startling discovery. The MSG had destroyed all of the nerve cells in the inner layers of the animal's retina that are the visual receptor cells of the eye. Some 10 years later, Dr. John Olney, a neuroscientist working at the Department of Psychiatry at Washington University in St. Louis, repeated Lucas and Newhouse's experiments in infant mice. His findings indicated that MSG was not only toxic to the retina, but also to the brain. When he examined the animal's brains, he discovered that specialized cells in a critical area of the animal's brains, the hypothalamus, were destroyed after a single dose of MSG. Rats fed diets high in MSG in Japan developed thinner retinas and began to go blind. These rats were fed three different diets for 6 months. The diets contained either high amounts of MSG or moderate amounts of MSG or none. In the animals on the high MSG diet, some retinal nerve layers thinned by as much as 75%. Tests to measure the retinal response to light showed that the rat's vision was impaired. Those on the moderate diet also suffered damage, but to a lesser extent. MSG is a poison, an FDA-approved poison. It causes vision loss, blindness, brain tumors, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, and other neurologic diseases. Now let's talk about NutraSweet, aspartame or aspartame. Is this synthetic sugar substitute a government-approved poison? Indeed it is. It's a neurotoxin that is slowly poisoning people around the world, and yet the FDA has given it the green light. The former CEO of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, G.D. Searle, was none other than Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense in the George W. Bush administration. Rumsfeld, a former Illinois congressman, was hired by Searle in March 1977 and reportedly stated in a memo circulated to the sales staff that, if necessary, he would call in all of his markers and that no matter what, he would see to it that NutraSweet or aspartame would be approved. Well, in 1981, he used his political muscle to achieve limited government approval for this artificial sweetener, aspartame or NutraSweet, even though there were major protests from the consumer advocate attorneys because of all the dangerous side effects of this toxin. An FDA investigation determined that Searle's lab practices were shoddy and produced inaccurate results by manipulating data. The subsequent FDA report triggered a grand jury investigation into Searle's attempts to defraud the FDA. But since that time, approval for this synthetic sweetener has continued to expand and can be found in an estimated 7,000 commonly consumed foods, beverages, and medications. In 1994, adverse reactions to NutraSweet are reported to have comprised approximately 75% of all the adverse reaction complaints received by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. The FDA has published a list of 92 symptoms of aspartame poisoning, which include asthma, brain cancer, sexual dysfunction, irritability, seizures, vision problems, weight gain, chronic fatigue, and death. Regardless of its toxic consequences to consumers, the numbers of foods, beverages, and medications containing aspartame increase each year. The evidence is exhaustively documented in the book Aspartame, NutraSweet, Is It Safe? By H.J. Roberts, M.D. Roberts' work is supported by internationally renowned surgeon Russell Blaylock, M.D., author of the book Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Supporting documentation is also found in numerous government, industry, and independently conducted reports. Aspartame users can experience memory loss, sexual dysfunction, blindness, heart irregularities, headaches, hearing loss, seizures, blood sugar imbalances, irritability, and varying degrees of dementia. A number of people who consume aspartame have reported developing a variety of neurologic disorders commonly diagnosed as multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease. Methyl alcohol, also known as methanol or wood alcohol, a breakdown product of aspartame, is a metabolic poison. It can cause serious tissue damage, especially blindness and even death. The symptoms of methanol poisoning include headaches, dizziness, nausea, digestive problems, weakness, vertigo, tinnitus, that's ringing in the ears, vision problems, and blindness. Also memory lapses, numbness, and behavioral problems and neuritis. Methanol oxidizes to formaldehyde, the active ingredient in embalming fluid. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen, a cancer-causing substance that interferes with the DNA and causes birth defects. Another byproduct of metabolized aspartame is diketopiperazine, DKP. DKP has been associated with the development of brain tumors and has been found to form on its own in aspartame-containing beverages that are stored above 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Naturally, populations most vulnerable to neurologic complications from aspartame are infants and young children, pregnant women, the elderly, and those suffering from chronic illnesses. Additionally, says Dr. Roberts, aspartame destroys diabetics. FDA labeling laws have been amended so that lists of ingredients may not indicate aspartame specifically. Some labels just state contains phenylalanine, which is a component of NutraSweet or aspartame. Other labels may list flavors, natural flavors, or artificial flavors, which could indicate the unstated presence of aspartame. The Monsanto Chemical Company recently received product approval for Neotame, a new artificial sweetener nearly identical to aspartame. However, Neotame has the addition of 3-dimethylbutyl, a chemical on the most hazardous chemical list of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And they want us, the public, to eat it. Neotame is reportedly 13,000 times sweeter than sugar by weight. It is reported that the FDA does not require Neotame to be specifically identified on product labels that contain this dangerous artificial sweetener, because the amount needed to sweeten a product by percentage falls beneath labeling requirements or may just be identified as one of the product's natural flavors. Many people also have asked me about Splenda or sucralose. Research on animals has shown that Splenda can cause many problems, such as shrunken thymus glands, which controls the growth in the young, enlarged liver and kidneys, atrophy or degeneration of lymph follicles in the spleen and thymus, reduced growth rate, decreased red blood cell count, miscarriage, decreased body weights in newborns, diarrhea, as well as bloating, abdominal pain, nausea, headaches, migraines, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, depression, and dizziness.